According to its most recent annual report, Green Tier has helped cut overall hazardous air pollution by 12%. It's also helped cut natural gas usage. A wide range of companies is on board, including Rockwell Automation, one of the state's biggest manufacturers. Now it's being joined by Windcert of Marinette. The company has 150 employees and makes machine parts that stand up to heat and pressure. Paul Lemery is a vice president of Windcert. He says the company used to generate more than 10,000 pounds of hazardous waste each year that it was paying a lot of money to get rid of.
Certainly it was in the tens of thousands, and that number is gone. The one thing about that number you always look at, what are you getting for your money? And shipping hazardous waste, essentially you get nothing. It's lost money that could be used to pay employee wages or buy new equipment and become more efficient.
Windcert reduced the amount of scrap metal it produces, replaced factory lighting, and by the end of July, it expects to eliminate all hazardous wastewater through recycling. Lemery says it took years of trial and error to achieve the Green Tier status.
Because when you first look at it, it seems very, very difficult. Sometimes it seems impossible. That stops a lot of people from doing anything. It's like, I guess they say, eating an elephant, you can't do it in one bite, but you keep nibbling.
Green Tier companies get some leeway with the state's regulatory process, less frequent environmental inspections, and if something did go wrong, the business's civil liabilities are limited. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.